Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed to help you create financial freedom doing what you love, called, and chosen to do in the world. Here's your host, Shea Chisinga.
Hey everyone, this is your girl, Coach Shea. Welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO Tribe. I am so excited and I want to thank you for listening into our podcast. Every other week when we come to share things that are inspiring you and motivating you to move forward, I look at the numbers and they're completely growing and I'm just really excited. So thank you. I just want to take this moment to appreciate you because there's thousands of great podcasts, but you spend these little short minutes with me. And I pray that I'm sharing something to encourage you, to inspire you. It is my passion and my purpose to really walk out the plan God has for me in this season. And that is to equip, to motivate, to inspire and encourage you to really live out what God has for you, whether it may be in business, whether it's in a new career, whether it's just really pursuing what He has placed in your heart. So with all that I'm saying, I got some great news to talk about today, some really exciting things that are coming up. So first, I want to tell you, we're doing something new in the Woman Christian CEO Tribe. I was looking for and thinking about a way to highlight the amazing women that I get to work with. These amazing women are business women. They are women in ministry. They're doing both. They are serving. Not only that, they're mothers, wives, their daughters. And they are been a blessing to my life because they allowed me to be on this path with them to build a thriving, profitable life coaching business, training, or consultant company. And so I'm so excited that I get to be on this journey with them. So we was created this new platform. It's called the Woman Christian CEO Live with Coach Shea, happening next Wednesday, April the 21st. If you are on our Facebook community, you need to join us, and that's where we're going to be. But not only that, we're going to be on YouTube as well. In this show, I'm going to be highlighting amazing businesswomen in our community. They're going to be talking about their journey as becoming the Woman Christian CEO. They're going to be talking about their journey of becoming amazing businesswomen. They're going to be sharing their transformation with you and how it was time for them to show up at the next level. This show, truthfully, it is to encourage, it is to empower, and it is to transform you to take action to fully live out God's purpose and plan for your life. So please make sure you chime in on Facebook. So our Facebook community is really simple. You go to Facebook and you type in the Woman Christian CEO. That's all you type in. We are the only one. And our page, our business page, will come up. And so some of you are already in our online Facebook community. We're going to be there also. If you're not able to join us on Facebook, we're also on YouTube. And YouTube is really easy as well. You just type in Coach Shea and I will come up. And it's going to be happening again next Wednesday, April the 21st at 6 p.m. Now, this leads me into our topic today, faith to expand. Faith to expand. So let me talk to you a little bit about this topic. And of course, I'm coming from my book, Becoming Her, the spiritual and personal development of the Woman Christian CEO. As business owners, we are in a place where we are always being stretched. We're always being challenged, if you will, to go to the next level. And so as a business owner, sometimes we can get complacent. And let me talk to you a little bit what I mean by that. What happens is we get to a place, we're growing, we're doing well, and we are just making enough, okay? And that we're accustomed to that lifestyle due to we've worked for someone or we are working for someone. And when we work for someone, we typically do not make over and above in abundance lots of money working for someone else. And so we make just enough to pay the bills. You may have a little bit left over to put in your savings, 401ks, and a little bit to go on vacation, but it's never enough to say, you know what, I'm ready to fully live out God's plan for me without worrying about money. And so today I want to talk to you about the faith to expand. Never let complacency steal your drive. It is so easy for us to settle in complacency because guess what? It's comfortable. It's comfortable. It no longer stretches us. It no longer requires us to be challenged. And so we get comfortable with complacency because we're just making enough. The faith that helped you to launch and build the business or build your career, it will be the same faith that you would need, right? Are you listening? The same faith you would need to maintain and to expand the vision, expand the dream, expand what you believe God has called you to do. Can I tell you my personal testimony? I lived in a place of complacency and just enough because, now listen to me, because I was comfortable. You know what I would do? I would launch a program. I would, you know, get it out there and start promoting it and people will enroll and I'm excited about it. But then it starts to get uncomfortable. It starts to get to a place, it's challenging me a little bit more. It starts to get to a place where let me just settle and let me just, you know, I'm okay with this. It was so to the point that I had convinced myself that it was okay to be with just enough. And I want you to repeat after me, for those of you who listen to me, God has more for me. God has more for me and God has more for you. When building a business, it is easy to settle for just enough. When this happens, listen to me, fear of success creeps in to shackle your advancement. Let me say that again. When this happens, fear of success creeps in and shackles your advancement. What the underlying struggle is the fear of success. And did you know that even me, I didn't really have a name to what I was struggling with, but it is the fear of success. It is the fear of the responsibility that goes along with it. Can I share something with you, really personal, that happened to me today? I'm recording this. You're going to listen to this a week later, but let me tell you what happened. So today is April the 14th. You know what tomorrow is, right? It's tax day. Yes, they extended the tax, you know, paying for personal, but not for business. So last year we did very well. We were able to grow our business in the pandemic. We were very blessed. We're able to benefit some of the things that had happened. Well, guess what happened? Taxes are due now. And you're talking about being a little bit overwhelmed, not because I can't pay it. It is because it's the next level. It is that expansion. It is the responsibility that goes along with it. It is the responsibility. So that is what fear of success looks like. And that is why it was so important for me to come and share this because it will hinder your progress. So it's really important that you understand that God has more for you. He wants more of you. And the reason why he has so much more for you is because he has more for you to do for others. I'm going to say that again. He has so much more for you because he has so much more he wants you to do for others. At the end of the day, as Women Christian CEO, we have the heart to serve, right? We want to serve people. We want to see people free. We want to see people, excuse me. We want to see people encouraged, live an amazing life. But I'm not going to stop this recording because it's too good. So bear along with me. It's really important that we really live out God's plan. In order for us to do that, it's going to take the over and above in abundance in order for us to do it. So I share my story. I had come accustomed to just enough. I hadn't yet experienced overflow. Having little money left over, paying bills was my usual. But God had to reach me to teach me to want more for myself. So that's why I'm sharing this message. God wants to teach you to have more for yourself. To keep growing, you must continue to invest in your business. You must fight against the mindset of just enough. The more you activate your faith, the more God will expand your territory. We read the scripture in the Bible, 1 Chronicles 4 and 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil that I have made, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. We have that prayer. We heard the prayer of Jabez so many times. But the prayer of Jabez was activated through faith to expand. And God can do the same for you if that is your desire. And he wants that desire for you. I know that those who listen to our show are women who are building your business. And I want to encourage you not to settle. I want to encourage you not to give up. I want to encourage you to continue to show up. I want to tell you to, you know, continue to build your business, reach out to potential clients, create that strategy and that plan that's going to increase your business. What happens when you do that? God is able to add to what you are doing. He will expand it beyond what you can even imagine. Just with the little effort that you put in, he will expand it beyond what you can ever dream of. I am a living witness, and we're only just getting started. And I always say that because there's always more. And you may not be in business, but you are a CEO. You work in higher position in your career. You may be in ministry. God still has more for us, and he wants you to have the faith to expand. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And I also wanted to remind you to do not forget to join us April the 21st. It will be our new show, The Woman Christian CEO, Live with Coach Shea, where you get to listen in to these powerful women share their journeys as Woman Christian CEO. We will also offer the opportunity for you to step into that yourself. I have a special announcement coming. I want you to save the date, May the 14th and 15th. We have something really special happening, and I want you to be a part of that that opportunity. So put those dates on your calendar, April 21st, and then May the 14th and 15th. Ladies, be blessed, and let me close with prayer. Lord, thank you for how far you've taken me on my entrepreneurial journey. Every day, you're blessing a new and your faithfulness is everlasting. Although I make plans and I strategize, my ultimate strategy is to trusting in you. You can do all things but fail. When everything on earth turns to a sham, your promises remain. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until next time, be blessed, everyone. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Woman Christian CEO. Please share this with your community. Don't forget to join us for our no-cost virtual workshop, Create Your Financial Freedom as Life Coach.